With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump campaigning earlier today in the battleground state of North Carolina. Both parties consider the state to be critical for victory.
Hello to North Carolina. And I'm thrilled to be back in this incredible state with thousands of hardworking, God-fearing American patriots. Amazing, amazing people.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum says those who tried to assassinate former President Trump may be partly inspired by one of the two main themes of the Harris presidential campaign.
One of those themes was that President Trump is a threat to democracy. If you say that 1,000 times, put it in ads, repeat it over and over again, then you're going to have followers that believe they're going to be heroes if they can take him out.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden refusing to give up the idea of peace in the Middle East. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president was asked if it's realistic to pursue a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas with the recent violence and ongoing military action.
If I ever said it's not realistic, we might as well leave. A lot of things don't look realistic until we get them done. We have to keep at it.
Speaking at the start of a cabinet meeting, Mr. Biden said his administration is working to make sure the people in northern Israel and southern Lebanon are able to safely return to their homes. Greg Clugston, The White House.
An Israeli strike on a terrorist hideout, killing at least two Hezbollah leaders, that in a suburb of Beirut. Lebanon has said the overall death toll, about 68. Washington State is in court trying to block a proposed merger of Albertsons and Kroger, the case one of several in that $24 billion deal. This is SRN News. Now, what exactly are the nuns?
They are the growing segment of the U.S. population that, when asked what their religious affiliation is, they answer none. The Public Religion Research Institute reports that they now represent 27% of America, but they're not mostly atheists. In fact, only 5% are atheists, another 5% are agnostics, and the rest of them, 17%, just say they are not followers of any particular faith. PRRI says they're most likely to live in the far west and are predominantly white, Democrat, and millennial. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kamala Harris touting her support for the LGBT agenda, reminding voters in 2004 she was then San Francisco's newly elected district attorney. She officiated at one of the first gay marriage ceremonies in the U.S., but all same-sex marriages there were later invalidated. This is SRN News. Correspondent John Scott says that an old nuclear power plant is revving up.
The owner of the shuttered Three Mile Island plant plans to restart the reactor under a 20-year agreement that calls for tech giant Microsoft to buy the power to supply its data centers. The announcement by Constellation Energy comes 5 years after its then-parent company shut down the plant, saying it was losing money. The plant, located on an island in the Susquehanna River just outside Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It was the site of the nation's worst commercial nuclear power accident in 1979. Constellation hopes to bring the reactor online in 2028. John Scott reporting.
Maker of the party game, Cards Against Humanity, accusing Elon Musk SpaceX of trespassing on and damaging a plot of vacant land it owns in Texas. Cards Against Humanity alleged in a suit that SpaceX had placed equipment and materials on the land without permission. More details at SRNnews.com.